Oh, man, that was a really awesome song, I thought.
Well, yes, yeah, you can hear from that, the clergy have never forgotten their ties to the mean streets of the city. You know, you can tell they're no strangers to the gritty realism of urban life.
Yeah.
And it's important to realize that, like a lot of rock and roll bands, they never lost their roots and they never lost their knowledge of where rock and roll was really rooted in, mm-hmm. you know, and that was the blues, yeah. you know. In fact, when they were living in New York City, they have the privilege of meeting and associating regularly with a guy who could tell him a lot about the old blues stuff, and he was a real gritty urban jungle survivor, and all we know about him is he was an old blues man. So here, Rick, we've got an interview. We've got him here in the studio. Hello.
Oh, okay. Hey, I guess I'll interview him then.
Yeah, here he is, old blues man.
All right. Hello, Mr. Old Blues Man. And what exactly is your real name, though?
Your name is Walter Badger Fletcher.
I understand, like, the clergy, like, went back and, like had you play music for them or something, and they, like, picked you up off the street or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Badger Fletcher.
Well, you definitely sound like you're a man of the street, came out the street like a pathetic, worthless scumbag. I can smell the gangrene from over here. But anyway, the clergy actually got ideas from you, song ideas, and like... Like, what kind of songs, like, did you play for them and, like, influence them by?
Well,
like, have you ever actually heard some of the songs the clergy have done that you influenced them with? Well, then I suppose that you didn't realize that they're actually making fun of you in those songs. Get this bum out of here.
Hey, man, you should have respect for the guy. He's an old blues
he's
master.
He's an old fart, man.
He's an old blues master.
He's an old smelly fart.
Hey,
he's
man,
a,
just...
He's a scumbag.
You're value judging him. You're rendering judgment
strange.
On a guy just because of his economic disempowerment, man.
No, I'm judging him on his smell,
it's,
man.
It's like the pigs like
green
you that kept the great sound of the blues down in the gutter for so long.
Screw that crap.
Man, we wouldn't have the clergy if it wasn't for old masters like this guy, man. You should just, like, set aside your stupid Eurocentric...
I'll set aside a couple bullets for him, you know, like, clean up the streets.
I'm not going to do another interview with you again, Rick, man.